Good evening. This is the Bearer TechNet, which meets on this repeater every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. W2TTT is normal tech manager, net manager rather, is off on vacation, and KF2ID is a substitute tech manager. The way this net works is that if you have any question regarding ham radio or associated arts, please ask the question and state. When you check in, please state that you have a question. If you have a comment, anything related to ham radio or close associates thereof, please state that you have a comment. When you check in, if you do not have a comment, please say none of the above. When you check in, please give me your call, your name, and whether you have a comment, no comment, or a question. Any mobile stations out there, please come now. Stations whose call begins with KA, please come now. Stations whose call begins with KC, please come now, or KB. Stations whose call letter begins with K, please come now.
KO2OK, then. No questions, no comments, none of the above.
KO2OK. That's Bennett, and he's none. Next, please.
K2DSL, David, no question.
K2DSL, David, and next, please. Any more K stations? Please come now. DW or N stations, please come now. Anyone else wishing to check in the net tonight, please come now, regardless of the prefix in your call. Boy, this is going to be a short net. I must have scared everybody away. All right, let's see. We have no... anybody have any comments? None of you gentlemen have comments or questions. Well, then, I'll pose a question. I would like to know, what do you think is the most flexible or easiest mobile antenna to set up, and which also would give me some kind of decent performance? And the reason I'm saying it is I may yet set up that ham station at the railroad that I spoke about, and of course I'm going to need an antenna. So I want an antenna that's easy to set up and that performs well. So if anybody has any suggestions, please come now.
KO2, okay.
Bennett.
Was that a burp? Did you say something, Ben?
I said go ahead.
Okay, remember the repeater, if you start talking as soon as you hit the key, it misses your first couple of syllables to avoid people ker-chunking the machine. But well, I would suggest, I guess you're talking about HF, I missed that part, or 2 meters, but HF, if you've got your car nearby, I mean really nearby, I would think of a mag mount, and you can borrow somebody's vertical antenna that fits on a mag mount, and that will give you some decent performance. For example, I could lend you a mag mount. It's either like an H-frame 4-magnet mount or a 3-magnet mount with a 3/8 24 thread that will accept a lot of different antennas, but I have like a Hustler vertical antenna that could be outfitted with a couple of different stingers or traps and stingers to give you 2 or 3 bands of performance. And with the car app operating as your ground plane, should give you some relatively decent performance. We've used it going out to Dayton, making HF contacts all over the world. So there is one, if you can mount it near your car, or unless you have something else big and metal, like even a trash container. I've got a phone call. I'll be back. KO2, okay.
Okay, that sounds pretty good, Ben, and I may take you up on it. K2DFL, do you have any comments in that area?
K2BAR, K2DFL. No, I've not yet run HF mobile. I've done VHF. I just have a 2-meter 440 mag mount, but I've not done it. Probably the easiest, if you don't have anything handy, is just to get a vertical, or to, even if you wanted to get a hamstick on a mag mount, use that. Probably the easiest, but since Bennett's done it, I take Bennett's advice over mine any time. K2BAR, K2DSL.
All right, David. Well, I think Bennett has just about solved my problem, since he provided the antenna. I don't know if I can put it on a car. I think I'd find something to put it on metal. But that sounds like a great idea. Let's see if there's any other check-ins. Anyone else wishing to check in the net tonight, please come now.
We'll be in short today, but this is KC2BLZ.
Was that KC2TBD? Am I right there? Was that Ron?
Negative. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Lima Zulu.
Victor Lima Zulu. Okay. And your name again, please.
My name is David.
Okay, you did say that. And do you have any questions or statements or comments?
No, not at this time. I'm more or less just sitting back and listening.
Hear my original question about portable or antennas, and if you did, do you have any comments on that?
No, actually, I just switched on, so I missed your question, but interestingly enough, I am working on a portable.
Okay, then here is my question. I already have one answer from Bennett, which is very good, but I'll pose it to you, too. I'm going to possibly set up a temporary ham station. As you may have heard, in the Maywood train station, the festival, and I wanted something easy to set up and performs well, and not too involved. So I was just wondering what suggestions you might have, and what are you working on?
Well, I like your idea, although I'm so new, I really don't have enough knowledge to suggest anything. However, interestingly, I am from Maywood, and I'm working on a
AO2, okay, back.
Okay, thank you, Bennett. I don't know if you heard David's remark. He said he's working on something, and unfortunately, in my ears, he kind of got drowned in the noise. David, I don't know if you had a handheld or not, but it almost sounds as if you got a handheld and your battery's fading, because you come in pretty strong in the beginning, and then you kind of drop out. So if you have a handheld, maybe you can move to some more advantageous place. But I heard your early comment, but I didn't understand what it is you were working on. Could you repeat that thought again?
Ben, a quick comment. I've got to run.
Go ahead, Ben.
Thank you, and sorry, David. And by the way, he said he's working on a VX8R, I think, handheld. And David, if wherever you hear us better, we'll hear you better. So if you're moving around and you'll hear some, you know, static areas and some clear areas, wherever it's clear, that's where we'll hear you clear too. But then, as I said, I have, I think you said you wanted to set up HF. So, you know, it's either a dipole between trees or somehow to set up a dipole or some kind of vertical. But you do need for the vertical, you should have something as a ground plane, such as a car. Or if it was outside and you were near one of those big, metal trash, trash, what do you call them, you know, a trash container or something, not a regular garbage can, that's not big enough. But it would work, and then you could use your, I don't know, your Icon 7000 or I don't know what other radio you're going to get for HF to re-run off either, you know, your car power or your, or somebody can lend you a battery, I could lend you a battery and run it off that. So I've got to run, we can pick it up another time. I have some honeydews to do, so got to run. Have a good evening. And by the way, Dave, K2DSL, you may want to contact Phil. He has you in the Barra Bulletin at KC2DSL, and Phil, you're in Steve's president's or vice president's letter. Somebody else's, so you're listed as KC2DSL. Good evening. I got to run. KO2, okay.
Hey, thanks, Bennett. Yeah, that was Bruce's thing. He screwed up, or Steve did it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, David, could you repeat again what it is that you're working on? You sounded pretty good that time.
Hey, Ben, this is David, K2DSL. There's two Davids that are left on the net now. Me, and I'm on a base station, Kenwood 2000. I think I have it putting out 25 or 35 watts. And then the other David's in Maywood. He's KC2VLZ, and he's on an HT, a new Yaesu VX8R with a with the antenna, the OEM antenna, rubber duck that comes with it. So K2BAR, K2DSL.
You're KC2, D as in David, D Sam Lima, is that right, DSL?
Well, you got the suffix right, but I'm just Kilo 2. Kilowatt 2, Delta Sierra Lima. And then the David that's in Maywood is Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Lima Zulu, VLZ. Roger?
Roger, I got it. Okay, now, do you have any comments or statements or questions?
Well, I said no, and David said no. The other David. So both David said no.
All right, getting back to, let's see, Bennett has dropped out. Getting back to KC2VLZ, Victor Lima Zulu, the first David, can you come back to us again? And I understand you have the new Yaesu handset. Maybe you can tell us about it a little bit. I saw the advertisements, but and it sounded pretty good, very flexible. So I wonder if you could fill me in how you like it.
Yeah, it's a good rig. I'm very happy with it, although I'm so new, there's just so much that I have to learn. I was working with the other David last week, and he was actually showing me a few things along with Charlie. I think I'm going to have to get myself a better antenna. There's no question about that. But other than that, I am happy with it. I hate to cut this short, but I'm actually working, so I'm going to have to cut out. So I'll say 73s to everybody out there. It was good talking to you. This is KC2VLZ out.
Okay, David. Well, thank you for dropping in. So now I'm only left with one David. That simplifies me. For me a little bit. All right. Let's see. Are there any other light check-ins? Please come now.
This is W2JEK, Don. No comments.
W2JEK, Don. Okay. Any other check-ins, please come now.
N3CRT, Charlie, Mobile, and Caldwell. No comments.
Charlie. No comment. No comment. Mobile. All right. Let's see. Well, the mobiles always come first, but you did say no comment. I don't know. Did you hear any of the conversation about antennas? Simple antennas that can be set up rapidly and with no hassle at HF and have a good performance. Do you have any comments on that? Any experience?
Oh, well, for the higher frequency HF band, you can try the G5RV Junior. You know, I think it's like 52 feet long or 51 feet long, something like that. So it's kind of compact. and has a ladder line section, but then it gets fed with coax, and it's resonant on a couple bands there. So that's an option. I didn't hear any of the talk before. I just got in the car when David K2DSL was talking, and thought I'd jump in and say hi, as I'm not usually around for the net. So back to you, Ben, K2BAR N3CRT.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Yeah, it's pretty good. Might be a little awkward for what particular setup I have because of the line and the coax, though it's a nice little, very flexible antenna, I know that. It covers a lot of bands, but it possibly be a little bit of a problem for the particular place that I have. It's not a permanent setup. It's just temporary and may or may not be able to use that. Any other comments by anybody on the subject, please come now. Okay, we'll get to you, Don, W3JEK. We were talking about possible temporary portable, temporary antennas, HF, since I'm possibly set up the SAM station for the railroads. I don't think it's going to happen because I don't have any volunteers yet, and can't commit myself to something like that unless I'm positive that I can get people to help me. And it's a bad time because the bike-a-thon is at that, anyways, W2TTT has soaked up a lot of the volunteer types, so it'll happen. That's a good question. But in any case, do you have any comments on that, Don?
Okay, Ben, and KF2ID and a group of W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, well, like a simple dipole, if you just want to work on one band, like say 20 meters might be a way to go. I mean, it usually would be open considering where we are in the sunspot cycle. During the daylight time, probably work out with that. And there'd be enough activity there probably to keep it active too. I set up a special event station if you wanted to do something like that. And figure a 20 meter dipole wouldn't be that bad at all. Again, you're talking what do you have to support the thing and all that. I mean, what we did with field day, we put up between light poles or something like that. You'd need somebody with a bow and arrow to get a rope over the light pole or whatever, or a tree or whatever your thing was there. And you got to be careful around where you are around power lines and stuff like that along that railroad track too. I know where the building is, but I'm not that intimately familiar with where power lines and telephone poles and stuff like that would be. That's a project. Oh, the half size G5RV, it's a little bigger. And you could run that maybe on 40 or 20 meters, maybe 15. I don't know if 15 would be open, but no, these are things you could try. Or some kind of a vertical. If somebody had a mobile vertical or something like that. No, over in. When WA2QHL was alive, they had a thing in the River Edge in the park over here for the OEM people. We set up a station, and we had one of these outbacker antennas actually mounted on the front bumper of Tony's truck, and had that set up there, and we made contact that way. I think we're on 20 meter sideband at that time. Back to net. W2JK.
Okay, Don, it's a good idea. So we do have some trees there. I might be able to get a dipole up. I don't know if I want to bother with a fool with one of the GRR, G5RV type antennas because they have a you have to run a fixed length of, well, actually, I don't own one that I could. I wouldn't want to go out and buy one for a one-shot deal. I'm not looking at this. I guess that's the other constraint here. I don't want to spend any money. Of course, it's just a one-shot deal for half a day. So it kind of lets that one out, unless I could borrow it from somebody. But the dipole, I can always put together a 20-meter dipole and maybe even make it a multi-band dipole, I don't know, 20 and 10 and 15. One of those bands ought to be open in the middle of the summer day. Do you think that's better than the vertical antenna, than the Hartzell vertical antenna?
Well, if you're talking vertical, you need something to work it against the ground plane. I mean, I guess anything does work to a point, you know. There's an article in one of my radio books about a guy that I think he worked all continents using a 150-watt light bulb as an antenna. You know, he didn't even have a real antenna as such. But you can't get out, but how well, you know, that's the other side of the coin. If you're trying to demonstrate ham radio, you don't want to have a hit or miss type of thing. But, you know, it's a possibility. I guess a Hartzell would work. I think we used a special event station set up down at the Peterborough at the Air Force Aeronautics Museum. We had an R5. Which is a vertical, which is a multi-band vertical. I guess it had 20 and 15, 10 and 12 and 17 meters on it. And another club had that, and we used that on a simple mast. And that does not require a radio. That's that kind of an antenna that has its own ground system, so to speak, or second half, so to speak, however they make that thing work. Well, that was what we were using at that point in time. Something like that. Back to net, W2JK.
Comment, KO2, okay.
Hi, Bennett.
My errands take me out to Franklin Lake, so I'm actually heading toward the repeater. I thought you were looking for something that was simple, things you could borrow, things you wouldn't have to put out money for. I mean, even if you're 100 feet away from your car, all you need is 100 feet of coax, which, you know, you can find somebody to lend you, or I can lend you. You're not going to have that much loss. So even if it was sitting on your car and your car is 100 feet away, you know, otherwise you're going to have to string up something, and it doesn't sound like you're in complete control or know what your situation is going to be. But somehow, I think, at least my suggestion is, same thing as, hundreds or thousands of cars across the country, which is the, Hustler vertical with stingers, and on a mag mount, and mount these to your car, somebody's car, or something that's metallic. So that'll get you what you want to do, which is a few contacts here and there and on a couple of different bands. So again, my suggestion and my offer. Back to you. KO2, okay.
Okay, Ben. Well, so far your suggestion offer sounds like the best around. It's certainly the minimum amount of work for me. And I was just thinking there is a train engine sitting there, solid steel sitting on tracks. And if I can put the antenna on top of that, that's certainly a good ground plane, that's for sure. So maybe we'll sort of go with that. But these other suggestions are pretty good too. And like you say, I don't want to put out any money, and I don't want to get involved. I could put dipoles. There are trees there, and I'm told that those trees are accessible. They're part of the exhibition ground, so to speak. So they are accessible to me. So dipoles are not out of the woods or out of the question. But it does sound like yours is a minimal amount of work. And the antenna, Hustle antenna, does work, so we know we're going to get a working antenna. All right, so I kind of solved that problem, specifically with your generosity. Don, you did raise another question, W2JEK, about the special event station. And now the trouble is I have to publicize that in QST or something, and I don't believe I got enough lead time. What type of lead time does the QSC require?
That's a thought, Ben. I don't realize that it would be. Of course, you just keep calling CQ Special Event Station, Special Event Station, and use the, whatever call sign you're going to use. That would be. I think it would attract people on a busy band and keep it going that way. Over.
Well, you do run a jet, but when you do run a special event station, don't you usually have to promise to send them some type of document or that they QSL, a special type of QSL that states that they've contacted your station? Don't people usually expect that?
No, I'm looking at the QST right now to see if I can find some information. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you, Don. All right. I think we kind of exhausted that topic as far as I'm concerned, unless somebody else has any other comments. If you do, please come now.
QAMI, very late chicken.
Hi, Tony. I don't know. Did you hear of any of the conversation up to now? What I was asking for is if I ever put that station up that I was talking about near the railroad station, and unfortunately I haven't had any firm commitment, so I can't tell a guy that I'm going to do it and have him advertise it and then have nobody show up or inadequate help, so I have to call it off. So, but in any case, what I was doing was asking for suggestions for a easy to put up, no cost antenna. And my best has been so far has been Bennett, who has graciously volunteered to loan me a Hustler antenna, and that sounds pretty good. I know people are fairly satisfied with it, with the coils at the end, and he said I need a good ground plane for it. And I was just thinking that you got this nice big engine sitting there, and putting it on top of that engine would make a nice ground plane. Actually, it would make something for people to look at too. That's an antenna on top of that and that big metal engine would elicit some comments from some people. But anyways, if you have any other comments on the subject, I'm happy to hear it. Or if you have any other questions or comments, please come now.
KO2, okay.
Just hold off then. It's K2AMI, we just checked in. Did you have any comments or questions or any statements, Tony?
No, I heard a bit of Bennett's comments about a vertical antenna, possibly a car-mounted antenna. But I'm not sure at this point what day of the week, or is it multiple days, is this event going to occur on?
August 16th on a Sunday. The event's scheduled from 12 to 3 p.m. If we go there, we probably want to come an hour early to set up. But that's about it. Oh, that's a Sunday, sorry. I'm sorry, Tony, that's a Sunday.
Well, I can't predict my schedule that far ahead, but I have some interest in it, but I don't want to make a strong volunteering effort at this point. No other comments, though. Back to you.
Okay, well, that raises another point. While I've got people... Oh, go ahead, Bennett. You wanted to say something. KO2, okay.
Okay, Ben, my only question was, what were you planning to use as a radio, and what were you planning to use as power?
Well, the radio is planning to use my 7000, unless somebody else is willing to volunteer something else. But that's what I was planning to use at the moment. maybe another radio that's a little simpler to use might be a little bit better, because I'm willing to let other people use it, you know, to try it out. So the 7000, you press the wrong button, you're in Neverland. So why not use it now? But from that point of view, it's not that great. But it, although it does get pretty displayed, that much I'll say for it, it's very impressive display. So if I get a simpler radio, that would be great. Power at the moment, I had a feeling I think I can get a 100 kilovolt line, but I haven't really. It all depends upon where I put it. If I put it next to the buildings that that have the exposition, they have 110 volt power. That's okay. If I pull it away from it, I may need battery power. I have to get together with the director on that, and talk it over with him a little bit further. There is a shed there, which I understand is available. I don't know if there's any power to that shed. So the power question is still pretty much up in the air. And I think the shed is even a metal shed, so maybe even put the antenna on top of that if I wanted to. But I don't see it as a big problem. If worse comes to worse, I'll run a big cable to my battery, a car battery along the floor, but I think that's solvable. Of course, you're willing to loan me a battery that can run a 7000 for a few hours. That's good too, if I need it. I may not need it. I very good chance that I can get 110 volt KF2A, or K2BAR, rather. I should stick with the right form.
This is KO2OK. All right, Ben. Very good. I think you should try and firm up where you can set up, what's needed to set up in terms of a table and a chair and where you'd be. I don't think the 7000 is a complicated radio. You know, one button goes band up, one button goes band down, the big knob for, you know, tuning the frequency, and one knob to adjust the volume. You know, unless you have other people play with it to push all the other buttons, then if you're not really familiar with the radio, yeah, you can get a little lost in it. But I think that the first thing to do is just get firm up where you can get set up, and that'll help the other pieces fall into place. Anyway, I'm where I need to be over here in Franklin Lake, so I'll talk to you again soon. So back to net. Good evening. KO2OK.
Actually, Bennett, my biggest problem is to make sure I have enough people to help me, enough volunteers. All the other problems I can solve. I can get the table, I can get the chairs, the power we get provided, the antenna we get mounted on some metal there, some places you suggested. My biggest problem right now is to get the volunteers. I need at least three other volunteers who will definitely say yes, because then I can tell them what I'm going to do. If I can't get that, he can't put it in his bulletin board, and so that's the end of that. So right now I'm just struggling to get some people to agree definitely to come. That's about where I really stand right now. All right, let's see. Oh, maybe I'll ask here. Anybody have August the 16th from roughly, say, 11 to 3 p.m. available to them on a Sunday to assist in setting up this demonstration ham station? And a Morse telegraph sounders. But I think I've got one volunteer for that at least. Okay. Still no volunteers. All right, let's see. Does anybody else have any subject or any further comments that they wish to talk about.
Not to leave your list completely vacant, put me down as a possible maybe, K2AMI.
Possible maybe. Okay, well, thank you for that, Sylvie. Maybe you can drag a couple other people in with you. Okay, let's see. All right, so I guess that does it tonight. We seem to run this net for about half an hour or so, so that's not bad. So I will close the net tonight. Unless you have any other statements or comments. Tony, you have any announcements? I see the Sussex Ham Fest is coming up this Sunday. I think you saying that people will come to the front of your house at 7 o'clock in the morning. You'll form a carpool to go to the Sussex Ham Fest. There, I got your announcement for you. And any other announcements you wish to make?
Yeah, just that if you do arrive at that time, keep in mind that other people will still be sleeping, both in my house and the neighbor's house, and to keep it quiet. And we'll try to minimize the number of cars we travel. Two will couple together. I don't know exactly how many are coming, but I see possibly five or six to start. But anybody's welcome, and we can, if we can fit you in, we'll take you along. And again, we leave here in the order of around 7, and we hope to get there around 8, and get back by somewhere around 12 o'clock or so. Thank you, Ben. Back to that.
Welcome, Tony. But you made the statement about keeping it quiet. Were there any complaints past gathering in front of your house that early in the morning?
Just one from my wife. She's not out of bed at that time, and the window, the bedroom window is in the front window. Mary has noted that she can hear us.
That's a very important complainant. We'll take it all to heart. Okay, there being no other comments or statements tonight, Net Control, KF2ID for K2BAR, because this net is now closed. And the repeater is returning to normal radio amateur operation. 73, thank you for checking in, and thank you for your comments and statements.